You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So I've been talking about bees on Cup of Joe Morning Show a lot. Credible bees, talked about this a little bit yesterday, something I learned yet again. Even the calming effect of the hum of a beehive can be, shall we say, medicinal, really. Listen, this is absolutely incredible. People weighing in on this, and I've got some really some good news that I posted on the Sound of Life Facebook page. So listen.
Bees are very cool this way. So a hive of bees will thrum its wings in the key of C. And when you put somebody with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, in the presence of a beehive, that C retunes their cognitive dissonance of post-traumatic stress. And over the course of a few months, that PTSD can go away simply by being in the resonant frequency of the key of C from bees.
It's incredible, and it's a real thing. There's actually a website called hivesforheroes.com, and you can check it all out and show you how to get involved, the events they have, stories coming up, scholarship, shop, all that kind of stuff. Pretty cool website. I learn something every day. Thanks to you, because, you know, I do it for you. Hives for Heroes, and I posted that link on the Sound of Life Facebook page, so check it out if you like.
The Sound of Life.
I've been talking about bees, honeybees specifically, a lot in the morning show for the last few weeks. People have been asking about it and stuff. I don't know if I've done a lot about, you know, in the 8:15 hour. You know, because I like the kids before they get off to school. I like them to know. I like to give them a little knowledge about the world that they're in that's spectacular. And there's nothing more spectacular, probably, than a bee, a honey bee. Aerodynamically, first of all, they cannot fly. Any physicist will tell you that. The aerodynamically, take the height, weight, body, wingspan, speed, all that. Nope, it's impossible for them to fly. So right away, that tells you something right there. Don't ever tell them that, okay? That's one of the things. If I tell you, you can't tell them. And I don't want to give you too much information because it'll blow your mind, but I really want you to think, are they specially made? Now, you may be one that says right away. You may be like, well, yeah, of course. But you may be kind of like, well, you know, I mean, some of those scientists, they talk about the evolutionary process and things, and kind of makes sense, you know? You have to decide for yourself. Honeybees have two stomachs in them. One stomach for eating, and the other special stomach is for storing nectar, collected from flowers or water, so they carry it back to their hive. So they carry it back, and of course the nectar is a sweet, watery substance that the honeybees gather. After they process the nectar in their stomachs, they regurgitate it into the honeycomb cells. That's what they're doing in there. Then they fan it with their wings to remove excess moisture. The final result is what we call honey. The only insect in the world that makes food that humans can eat. Talking about eating the insects, and maybe we should eat the food that the insects make for us, right? By the way, honey has natural preservatives in it. Bacteria cannot grow in honey. Honey was found in the tombs in Egypt when they went into those way back. It was edible. Honey is the only food that doesn't go bad. Is it any wonder that God in the Bible mentions a land that is overflowing in milk and honey? Is wonderful, right? Yeah.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
I know I've been on a bee kick this season, I guess. So they found a bee, according to the United States Geological Survey. They couldn't classify the bee, so they put its genus, anyway. They put its species into their official government files as, and I quote, bee, cute, furry face. And they described it perfectly. It's a cute, furry-faced bee, unknown. collected in Argentina. Very attractive. It looks like somebody did its hair. I mean, that's the only thing I can say. It's a little studied group. Most of the work has been done. It comes from museums where 22 species have been described from various collections. Very few nests have been found. They put some wooden trap nest out that mimic beetle holes that they do, but they don't know if that's a thing or not. But anyway, the USGSB inventory, I posted a whole Instagram post on it. It's very cute and just shows you. I basically said that the whole bee thing, you know, not being able to fly aerodynamically, all the stuff that they do, they do a dance that talks to each other, all this stuff. They make us honey, which is the only absolute food that does not perish, and does not spoil. It's incredible. I said it's almost like the bee things that we know are endless. The things that we don't know are endless. It's pretty cool.
Shazam. Yeah.
The sound of life.
Kids, forget about those bees. They're nothing. No, I'm just teasing. We're on to plants now. Specifically, the oxalis plant that has a fascinating ballistic dispersal mechanism. I'm not making that up. It's just a simple-looking green little shoot of a plant just sitting there doing nothing. What's that? It's just a boring plant. There's nothing there. Something bumps into it. I don't know, like a cat or something walking through, you know, boop, bumps into it. It starts firing seeds out into the air. Not making that up. It's amazing. It's amazing what random evolution will do, isn't it? I say that with a smirk on my face. It's beautiful, and it's impressive display of our creator God, right? Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.